What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Dive Bomb Squadcast. I'm your host, Matt Judy. We have episode 96 coming at you. Hey, did you hear those brand new rules about limiting days in Saskatchewan? We can get into that later. But it has officially been 1 year of me doing the Dive Bomb Squadcast. We've had some awesome guests on. We have had some good times, some laughs, some great stories. So I appreciate everybody listening for one whole year now. That's crazy. We're in March. And as some of you guys know on here, March is my least favorite time of year. I cannot stand this month, but we're getting through. We're almost through there. And just a couple weeks ago, and then we're through it. Because for me, March is there's no hunting to do. Our fishing doesn't get good until like mid-May, and it's just the weather's crap. It just rains, and it's like high fees, low fees, and rain. It's just not fun. So we're making our way through it. But I did just get back from Mexico. Some of you might saw I was down in might have seen that. I was down in Puerto Vallarta with my wife. We took a week off and got to go sit our asses on a beach, and dang, it was nice. And anyone worried about traveling down there, everything's completely normal. Yeah, all the resorts are fine. The airport was fine, but yeah, amazing trip. That was awesome. But hey, I wanted to get started on here. I wanted to introduce a couple new products that I've talked about a little bit, but I have them sitting right here. I got a pretty big product list in here that I'm going to go through. Some of my everyday products that I use on the daily. And right now we have some brand new. They just released like a couple weeks ago, our three different styles of pants. And I brought them in the studio to kind of show you guys a few things on them. So first, I'll just dive right in. First, we have the coaster pant. I forgot to open my Monster. Yeah, that's good. Now we're primed up. So first ones, we have the coaster pant. The coaster pant is going to be more like, I would say like business style. Like if you were working in an office or if you were going to maybe like a wedding or something. Kind of like slack style. They got a little stretch to them, but not a lot. And I actually brought these to Mexico with me because there was a dress code for the restaurants at the resort. So I was decked out in DB. I had the Dive Bomb coaster pants on with the OG camo polo and a DB hat on, all for my dinner outfit. And I thought it looked pretty badass, I'm not going to lie. And yeah, coaster pants. These are your everyday, just like kind of casual wear, maybe a little bit fancier than you normally would. They have this nice, you know, little logo on the back that says Dive Bomb Industries on it. I wear a 34, 32, and actually, I've been losing weight like crazy again. I'm back on the weight loss train, so I've lost almost 30 pounds since mid-November, and I got a mustache now, too. My wife wasn't too happy about that when we came back from Mexico, and I just got a big old mustache. I just cut it into a straight stash. I had to switch up the flow a little bit. But I'm a 34, 32, and I would say they fit very true to size. Like, they're not big, and they're not small for a 34. So I would say pretty much all the pants fit dang near pretty true to size. So that's the coaster pants. They come in three different colors, and I like this tan color on these. And the next one, we have the hauler pant, which is also, I actually wore these at a night out for the dinner too. I mean, look at them. Amazing built pant. So this one has more of like a jeans feel to it, a little bit heavier duty. This would be like your real everyday wear. You could wear it out to the farm. You could, you know, wear them out to dinner like I did, get them dirty, do work in them. They feel like a denim, but they're stretchy. Like, you put them on and they feel so good. Like, you're bending over and everything. They feel amazing. And the team put a lot of thought into all three of these pants, actually. So I've worn all three of them. And the one I'm going to get to next, I think, is my favorite. But yeah, like, these haulers also come in three different colors, and also same thing, 34, 32, fit great with a belt. I wear a belt and a belt buckle, and they fit awesome. They have the Dive Bomb logo right on the back of the belt loop there, looking pretty good. And yeah, so got the coaster. These are the hauler pants. Just like I said, it's probably just equivalent, you know, wear style to just a regular set of jeans, and they can take all the abuse. I wear them to the farm and around doing chores around my house and running my dog kennel, and they're awesome. But I'll get to my favorite ones right here. I was actually doing drywall in these on my living room remodel. This is the Journey pant, and these are badass. These are the do-it-all pant. It's like a mix between the two of them, and they have a ton of pockets on them. You see a pocket right here on the side. This would be on your right-hand side. Another pocket above that, you can slide your phone in there, a knife in there, whatever. You got a loop right here to put your tools in that's actually on both sides. And I think it might be called the tarmac. I might be wrong with that, but I got the greener style color in these. And they're also stretchy, so you don't feel tied up in them at all. And I'm telling you, these Journey pants are freaking amazing. Like, I did a whole living room remodel in these, and they got this nice, this also awesome belt loop with the Script logo on the back. Be repping DB out there, and I can't say enough good things about these. These are the ones you could wear in the field, too. You could wear these hunting. You could wear them out turkey hunting and working on the house, doing construction, farming, everything. These are your do-it-all pants, and I know most everyone that I've seen that has them, so far, they're probably their favorites. And I would say the Journey pants, my favorite too. So check those out. They're actually pretty well priced too. Check them out on the website and get you a pair to rotate into your pants collection. Because if you're like me, I needed new pants bad. All I had was the $25 Walmart jeans that I've been wearing for my whole life. And, you know, it was time to upgrade the pant game a little bit, boys. So we did. But yeah, coaster pant, Journey pant, and the hauler pant. Brand new products. They have only been out for maybe a month. And everyone that saw them at NWTF and a Dixie Deer Classic, they loved them. So I also brought, you know, a few other of my favorite products. I kind of just wanted to go through some products on here because I use this stuff day in and day out, all season long. It's integrated into my lifestyle. And I just kind of wanted to go through some of them. So I will start with what I think is probably my favorite product that's not apparel, like in the lineup, like tech. And it is 100% the Dryline Roll Top Backpack. This is the GOAT. In my opinion, this is the GOAT of all the bags right here. I use this thing literally everywhere. And then you can add this little pouch attachment too. I'm telling you, this bag is the real deal. Everyone who has one raves about them. I've had mine, I think, probably for 3.5 or 4 years now. This is a brand. I busted this one out for Mexico. This is a brand new one. But you have the roll top. It comes with a divider in it, and you can split the bag, but I just pull the divider out. I like one big open bag. It's got three pockets, actually, in there, all zippered, mesh, and then you have the moisture packet in there that pulls some moisture out. But I hunt with this bag every single day of the season, and I also travel with one of these, too. So this is my personal item on an airplane, and so I bring this, and I can fit so much stuff into it. They just go everywhere with me. But my hunting one is a green one, and that thing literally might be 4 years old. And if you guys, most of you know what I hunt. It is nasty. It is gross. It is wet and the most prime conditions to abuse waterproof gear like that. And you know, I hunt out of nasty, wet, muddy layouts. I take that roll top backpack, and as long as you roll it 3 times, it's 100% waterproof. I put all my camera gear in it. It's phenomenal. And I toss it in my layouts. I toss it in my truck bed. I toss it in my trailer, and they just go and go and go and go. And if anything happens to them, like me and Asher always say, we will put our customer service up against anybody in this industry, and they will get you taken care of if your product fails. But man, it's got to be like that roll top backpack is so versatile, and I love the backpack style of it. And you really just can't go wrong with it, and they look good too. I think I might have to step up to the this brown. This is the Otter brown in this. I do have my regular backpack's the green, but I don't know, I've just been kind of liking that brown. Usually I like green cuz it's more like Pacific Northwest-y looking. And but that brown, man, Looks good. And I'll tell you what else looks good is this zippered backpack that everybody's been raving about since they came out. This is the next one up. Check this bad boy out. This zippered backpack has become so popular, is unreal. And my wife just traveled with this one too to Mexico, but the zippered backpack is like the show, like everybody at trade shows, like how much does that cost? I want that thing. Oh, I've had one for forever. I love it. And I mean, look at this brown though. This brown is of just a badass brown color. And I use this one a lot too. And it comes with zipper grease. And just one thing to keep in mind is just keep that zipper grease on that zipper and it just runs perfect. A laptop slip in the back of it. And I love, I don't know if you guys can see the backing on this. The padding, it just feels so good on your back. And this backpack sits right on you. And I've abused the crap out of this one and that roll top one. They can take all the abuse. And even my wife, she used it. She had never used this backpack before. And I just said, hey, bring this on the trip, you know, on the airplane. And she said she loved it. She was like, I need that, so I'm going to have to get her one. But yeah, that zippered backpack is a very hot seller. That's an awesome, phenomenal item. It looks good. You can bring it to school, to work, in the field, on the boat, toss it in the boat, anywhere you go. They perform. Next up, what do I have? I'm kind of just going through all the gear that I just really, really use here. Here's a product everybody raves about right here. The good old trudge boots, man. These boots, I mean, look at them. They're dirt. These boots I'm showing right here are covered in cow shit and mud because I wear them all the time, you know, to the farm when I'm scouting. This is an everyday boot. All you listeners, I know you know how good the trudge boots are. They're so comfy. And the best part about them is the gnarly tread on these. You know, it's kind of hard to find a decent tread on these deck style boots. Or these ankle boots, but this OG color on these, man, is my favorite. I think I have a pair of browns in the OG, and I like the OG, and I wear these also every single day. I didn't bring the tall ones in, but if you haven't seen it, there is a tall version of the trudge boot, just called the tall trudge, that would be badass for turkey hunting. And if I go turkey hunting this year, I think I'll probably bring the tall trudge, maybe with a journey pant and another item I have in here, the EVAP lightweight, I think would be my turkey loadout. But it's hard for me to go turkey hunting. They're a long ways away. But you guys know how good the trudge boots are. They kind of explain themselves. They perform. Badass product. And another very, very popular item, it would be the roll top gun case. This thing also is just phenomenal. Same thing with the roll top backpack, but this gun case floats, protects your guns. You can toss it. Like I said, you can toss in your truck bed. You can toss it in the boat. You can toss it off the boat and go swim after it and grab it and bring it back if you wanted to. I don't know if you guys have probably seen a video that Asher did, and he just dropped a Browning A5 into it and just yeeted it into the water. Went and picked it up, and you might have seen a video I did in my own creek, too. I tied a piece of paracord to it and tossed my Browning A5 straight into my river on my house and just reeled it back in, 100% dry. We rave about these things, and very, very well-performing product to protect those investments you make. A lot of you have some very expensive guns. You put them in this, you keep them clean, and I have a lot of guns that I like to protect, especially my old ones. I have an old Browning. If you listen to the Browning episode that I did, I have an old Browning from 1926. And I like to keep that thing pristine. It's a 16 gauge. It always goes in the dive bomb roll top gun case when I'm going out hunting. Protect it. Protect your guns. These come in three colors. They come in this tan, otter brown, and also the covert green color. And you can't go wrong with any of them. They're all just amazing. And this next one, I lean on this product so heavy throughout the entire season. Like I said, it's wet, it's muddy, it's gross. And it's the Bruiser Jacket. This is our heavyweight Bruiser Jacket. This is the most waterproof jacket in our entire lineup. This is the moss green. I have the muck brown and the moss green. I kind of rotate between them. But this jacket is so damn waterproof. It is insane. And if you know where I hunt, we get rained on almost every single time we hunt, like torrential downpours. And these jackets perform. It's the Toray Dermazax material, and it's breathable. And you don't sweat out in them. And I'm telling you, I have been in some downpours in this jacket right here and keeps you bone dry. So basically when I'm hunting, I wear, well, it probably will be one of the pants this year. I usually wear jeans, bibs, a dive bomb sweatshirt, and either an Airway if it's cold or a Bruiser. And the Bruiser bibs. That's like my 95% of the time. That's what I'm wearing because we hunt a lot of fields, you know, and we don't use waders a whole lot. I do use them, but I use bibs more. But I'm telling you, this Bruiser jacket, if you're in the market for a new jacket, they are awesome. They have the enforced elbows right here. You'll never wear those out, getting in and out of layouts. And big oversized pockets on the front with the magnets. And I always stuff shells in here, and I'm always kind of, you know, scurrying around. Shells, headlamps, gloves, everything. They fit right in these big pockets up front. And then they also have the chest pockets right here. So when you're chilling, you know, you'd like to put your hands up, maybe if it's getting a little bit slow. And I like the logo on this, too, how it says Dive Bomb Industries down the zipper with the DB logo kind of just, like, blended in there. Amazing jacket. I was actually on the prototyping for this jacket and they knocked it out of the park. It's so comfortable. I will say true to size too. I am 5'11", 115 pounds right now, and it fits me with a little bit of wiggle room, you know, to put a Airway underneath it. Check it out. It's got taped seams too, like fully waterproof. I swear on my life on this Bruiser jacket and every Pacific Northwest bone in my body of getting soaked. This jacket is bad to the bone, I'm telling you. Check them out online if you're in the market for a new jacket. It's got this double layered hood and it's got all the hood cinches, and you really can't go wrong with it. Fully waterproof. Get out there, get you freaking soaked, and get after them in the Bruiser. But to follow that up, if most of you might know, we have an EVAP lightweight, which would be great for this time of year. Specifically if you're going out like turkey hunting. So this is our EVAP lightweight. This is also one of my very favorite products in the lineup. I wear these on the daily here because it's March, and sometimes, you know, it's drizzling outside and I'm doing chores, but I don't want to throw on the thick one because it might be 55 degrees and I'm wearing a sweatshirt and I don't want to overheat. That's when you throw this thing. It's hard to show how lightweight it is on here. It is so thin, but so waterproof. You do not feel it on you. And my favorite part about it is you can scrunch it up into this tiny little ball, like just like the size of your palm almost. Toss it in your bag and roll. So if you had like a turkey vest, you could just have this shoved in your turkey vest, you know, and just be super mobile with it this time of year because, you know, it's March, April's coming. Turkey season's coming. You never know if you're going to get stuck in a little squall or if it's going to be raining. Just toss this in your bag. It is so lightweight. I'm telling you, you cannot feel this on you. I love the EVAP. And then we also have EVAP pants that go with these too. Just amazing. I always keep at least one of these in my backseat of my truck to have. And same thing. It's got the sweet branding on it. It says Dive Bomb Industries right down the zipper line with the DB on there too. You just can't go wrong with it. I like the muck brown color. I really, really like this new muck brown color. And I didn't bring a pair of waders in here, but if you have been to the trade shows that we've been going to, you have seen a bark pattern pair of waders that are coming, which is not really a West Coast color for me because we don't do a lot of like deep timber stuff, but it is badass. So waders coming probably this summer. And everything else in the apparel lineup, just be looking for that bark pattern because it is freaking sweet. We have Kyle D, one of our customer service manager, has a picture of him on our new trade show setup of him like leaned up in all bark against a tree. And it looks freaking amazing. It blends in so well. Another one of my favorite products is an everyday use. I'm trying to tell you guys about the everyday use stuff that I use, like on the daily. This one is more so when I'm hunting, but it is the Torch headlamp. I love, love, love this headlamp. It is freaking built so sturdy. And it you can remove it out of here if you want to. You can split it off the headlamp. But it also has a magnet on the side. So a lot of times I'll just stick it to my, you know, my truck bed or something, because I have an old truck and it's an old steel body still. I don't have the new aluminum truck because I have an 0273 Power Stroke. But I'll either do that or I'll slap it up in my trailer. And I love that magnet. It's one of my favorite features on there. But it's got a very long-lasting battery. You charge it. There's the battery right here. You charge it with the USB-C cable. On Instagram during the season, you might see some of my notes saying charge those headlamps. That's my favorite thing to post on a Friday night because everybody forgets to charge their headlamps. But it's got a high mode, a low mode, like a super high mode with all the LEDs on it. These are crazy bright, and a red light on them. Yeah, a red light on them too. So check those out. It's the Dive Bomb Torch headlamp. We also have a smaller version called the Match, which is also just a badass little headlamp. I keep a bunch of those in my trucks for people who need extra headlamps or just a little lightweight one. This one is pretty heavy duty. Like, it's pretty heavy and it performs very well. The battery lasts super long. I've been using these for years and years and years. I have one that is, it might be like 4 years old now, 4 or 5 years old, and it's still going. Might have a little bit of electrical tape on it on the side, but it's still going, baby. But yeah, love this. I remember Asher came to hunt with me one time before this even came out, and we got to use these. Badass. They're awesome. And, well, I guess for the stuff that I brought in here, last but not least, you hear me and multiple people talk about this jacket. It's the Airweight jacket. And I brought my favorite color, the OG camo, in. This jacket, I don't even have to explain this jacket. You put it on, you can wear it to church, you can wear it to dinner, you can wear it hunting, you can wear it fishing, anything. You can do anything in this jacket. It's a mid-weight, a little puffy. It's got the Airtastic material in it. It has a DWR, a little bit of DW moisture wicking on it, just a little bit. Not fully waterproof, but these things keep you so warm, and I wear these almost all times of the year besides like midsummer. Best jacket ever made, hands down. Check it out. It's the Airweight. Comes in all sorts of different colors. It will be coming in the Bark, too. I was wearing the Bark Airweight at the Dixie Deer Classic in North Carolina, and it was turning some heads, man. That Bark is sweet, but you can also stuff these up pretty good and shove them in your bag. You know, when I'm hunting, if I want to take it off, I'll take it off and toss it into my roll-top backpack, but can't go wrong. Those are some of... There is so many other products. I wasn't about to drag a layout blind in here, but I did help design that layout, and it is amazing. That layout is big, comfy, roomy, awesome. That's another product I use pretty much on the daily. Me and the boys use those layouts. And for some of you, maybe you didn't know, we have a sister company called Flop Industries that also has a ton of fishing line stuff. And the Flop Box, if you ever heard of the Flop Box, it is a live bait cooler, a very, very innovative live bait cooler. You should check it out, flopindustries.com if you're a fisherman. And we got deck boots, Aqualite, waterproof gear, awesome. So check it out. Check out Flop Industries if you're coming into the fish. If you're like me and you don't turkey hunt and you just kind of look towards the fishing season, yeah, that's for you. But man, turkey hunting, hopefully some of you guys are getting ready for it. I know I've seen a couple people killing them. I don't know where, maybe Mississippi or Arkansas or something like that. I will be trying to kill another one this year in the other side of the state. I'm going to the Pacific Coast Turkey Rodeo. So if you, a local Northwester, hopefully see you guys at the Turkey Rodeo. That'll be a pretty badass time. So yeah, hopefully everybody's turkey seasons. I might have to get a real turkey hunter on here, because I am about as green as it gets when it comes to turkey. I shot one Eastern in North Carolina and a Merriam's up in the pines in the mountains, which was really cool with Asher and Jake. And I haven't shot a turkey since, and it's been about 3 years. So if you've been watching my stories, I might take the van bus that I bought from the auction and bring it over to the east side and shoot a turkey out of the bus. That's a big baby because this van that I bought. All right. I got to dive into this van now. So I was at the equipment auction, our local equipment auction. It's every couple months. It's where I got my Scout Rig S10 from. And I am walking through there and I see a 1986 GMC Vandura converted into a mini bus. And I was like, I need this rig. I am buying this. So, like I said earlier, we go to Mexico and me and my wife are sitting on the beach and it just so happens that the auction's timing out. And this auction's local to me. So this auction's timing out on this bus and I'm like, dude, I need it. So I'm at an all-inclusive. I'm sipping on mojitos, just down in mojitos, fueled by mojitos, going in on this Vandura bus. And I won the bid from Puerto Vallarta, sitting up, lounging on the golden sand beach down there, sipping on a mojito. And I got this van for $950. I'll just be straight up, $950, sub $1,000. I got this van. And Asher has been pitching me shit about this van, but I'm telling you, the options are endless. This thing, I'm going to hunt out of it. I'm going to pull some seats out. I'm going to go turkey hunting out of it, put a cot in it. I'm going to probably throw a turtle box on the roof, maybe put some LEDs. I mean, this thing is sweet. And it's got, well, besides the motor, it's got a 6.2 Detroit diesel in it, which if you know what those are, they're gutless, they're non-turboed. And so we're not going anywhere very fast, but it's a one-ton van converted into a bus. It can hold 14 people, and I'm going to kill some widgets with the boys out of that thing this year. You'll see some videos from me about that, but I just had to tell you guys about that because I'm pretty proud of that purchase. So I'm 2 for 2 on auction rigs, running good, because when you buy an auction rig, you never know if it could have a hole in the block or if it runs fine. Like, I could have showed up, paid $950, and it could have just had a giant-ass hole in the side of the block, for all I knew, but it runs, the brakes work, the lights work, everything. And it has brand new all-terrain tires on the rear, too. I didn't have to put new tires on it. So you'll see a lot of dirty videos. I wouldn't say dirty. A lot of funny videos coming with this van that I got. I'm trying to name it. I don't know what I'm going to name the van, but I'm excited about it. It's, like I said, March is when I start doing crazy stuff because I get so bored. So there's no hunting, there's no fishing, and your boy bought a van from the auction on an impulse buy fueled by mojitos. That's what March does to me. I need some fishing ASAP, man, so bad. Hey, well, so recently this week, I don't know if you guys have seen it. I haven't seen it from the official government. I haven't seen any, like, official releases yet. But Saskatchewan, Canada is going to limit days of, I think, non-residents. So basically Americans coming up to three 5-day stints at a time. So I believe it's 2 in the fall and 1 in the spring. So you get 15 days total, but you can only come up for 5 at a time. Maybe you can stack. I don't know. I don't know the full details on this. I need like an official press release because I've seen like 2 accounts posted on Instagram and it gets shared on Facebook. But I don't know. We'll see how people feel about that because I forget the other province that started doing that. I think it may have been, I don't know, I'm probably wrong. It might have been Manitoba that started limiting days and now the other provinces are starting to do it. And yeah, I feel like some people are going to be upset about it just with any change. Some people will be upset about it. Some people will love it, and some people will stay neutral. Like for me, 10 days in the fall is, you know, I've done 12s and 11s. I feel like 10 days, you go up there, kill your ducks. I think for me personally, I think it'd be fine for me. But yeah, that's brand new breaking news out of the waterfowl world that I have seen so far. And that's a pretty big change. It used to, you know, it was a free-for-all. You could go up there and spend 2 months straight freelancing up there. You know, because when I go to Saskatchewan, I'm freelancing. And actually, the first time I went up to Saskatchewan was like 11 years ago, I think. I've been going up there for a long time, long, long time. Hook up to the trailer, mob out, knock on doors, get permission. But yeah, they're limiting your days now, which is pretty interesting to me. And we'll see how it shakes out. Now, I don't know if it takes effect this coming season that quick or if it's like a 2027 type of thing. I really don't know. I don't have the details. I just saw it circulating online, and I know some of you guys have probably seen it too, which is, yeah, just crazy. Brand new news. Who knows what's coming next after that? I know there's a lot of turmoil in the off season. I just kind of try to not think about duck season too much this time of year. It's fishing time, it's turkey time, and enjoy spring. But we do miss our ducks. But hey, I'll tell you what, I went on a fishing trip in Mexico that was awesome. So we spent, I think, 4 days in Mexico on all-inclusive. By about day three, I was getting so antsy, I had to get out of that resort. And I found, you know, a friend of a friend who run a charter down there. He invited me out. We had a great time. And so basically the all-inclusive routine was wake up, hit the buffet for breakfast, go to the beach, bar opens at 10 a.m., get two mojitos at the bar at 10 a.m., sit on the beach until about 1, come back, hit the buffet at 1, go back to the swim-up pool bar, which is freaking awesome, get a couple more mojitos, that lasts you till the evening, and then eat dinner and go to bed. And it was like a simulation for like 3 days. I can do it for so long, but I was like, day 4, I got to get out. So I went out fishing. And man, it was awesome in Banderas Bay down in Puerto Vallarta. It was great. We were catching skipjacks and bonitas. And it is actually funny because those are like the size of our salmon that we catch up here. And I was having a time and he was like, nah, man, this is our live bait. And I was like, holy shit, dropping a whole tuna down for a live bait. He had tuna tubes on the boat, which is this little tube that you stuff the tuna in and it flows at like 20 gallons per minute. Maybe or 20, I don't know what it is. It was a crazy flow rate so that tuna could stay alive. And you drop it down as live bait, and they fought pretty good. His deckhand cut up some fresh bonita fish for us, made fresh ceviche on the boat, caught like 22 of those things. And then right at the very end, I hooked into a Kubera snapper, which are massive, like giant, giant. And I'm not, you know, I'm from the Pacific Northwest. We have halibut and lingcod and salmon. I'm not used to those other fish down there, but this thing was running so hard. We were following it with the boat and it was still peeling drag, like just kicking my ass, and like my forearm and my shoulders were just like KO'd, dude. I couldn't do it anymore. And that thing was just giving me a crazy, crazy fight. I ended up not landing it, which is fine. I'm fine with that. But just to fight that fish was crazy. And we were fishing off these like rocky reefs. And he said when they get hooked, they go straight to the rocks. Like they know to go straight to the rocks and try to pop off. So we got directly above this fish finally after like 20 minutes. And then he shot straight down, spooled me, popped me on a rock, and that was it. But it was awesome to get out there with my wife. She got a little bit seasick, but she caught a bunch of fish. She had a great time. I had a great time. And Mexico was awesome. It was a nice little break from the daily routine of life. Got away from the farm a little bit. I got away from the dog kennel and got my mom watched our baby for 7 days. She's a saint, man. That was a long time for her to watch little Jolie. But shout out to my mom for that. But it was amazing. If you have the means to, I would really suggest this time of year kind of just going and sitting on a beach if that's your thing, and maybe get a fishing trip in there too. But it was awesome. I was posting on my story too while I was gone, and great time down there. I love fishing, and it was cool to experience a new one. But hey, is anybody still killing snow geese out there? I know they're probably making their way back north pretty dang fast. I've seen some people smashing. And usually we go up to Canada and try to catch them on the north. I don't think we're making that trip this year. I'm not sure if they are. They might just be just creeping up into Canada. But I've seen a lot of people smashing. And it's some crazy weird weather going on. Because Asher sent me a snap the other day and it was 90 degrees in Arkansas. And I was like, what is going on? And I also saw it was 90 degrees in Colorado. That's crazy. It's going to be a bad, bad wildfire season because we didn't get any snowpack here in the Northwest either. And it's going to be pretty gnarly. But I've seen like one guy I saw was snow goose hunting. One day it was 80 degrees and the next it was 32 and dang near snowing on him. But Hopefully you guys are still getting after those snows. I have noticed there is a ton of ducks migrating back north right now. And it's about right on time, late March. Our snows will start heading back to Wrangel Island, Russia. And we have a ton of cacklers right now showing up and heading back north. All you guys too, if you see a big feed, you're stopping and you're glassing it, even if it is mid-March. And that's just what waterfowlers do. I found a giant cackler feed yesterday and I pulled up my glasses and there was a ton of Aleutians in there actually. So the Aleutians are the little ones with the big white stripes on them and they are cool. And sometimes they'll have a blue collar. I couldn't find a blue collar, but I was looking for them. But you know, yeah, as a waterfowler, you never keep your eyes off those fields. You're always looking for those feeds and it just never ends, baby. You know, thanks for listening, guys. I kind of just wanted to do an episode going through some of my favorite gear and a little bit of new products. And you know what? It's 4 months away. Squad Fest is coming. It'll come fast. I'm telling you, Squad Fest will come very fast. Squad Fest is July 17th and 18th, I believe. Let me look that up, actually. Yep. July 17th and 18th. At the headquarters in Missouri. And if you were there last year, it was the grand opening of our headquarters. And I tell everybody at trade shows that you do not want to miss it. If you want to go on an awesome trip with your buddies and have a good time for a couple days and see some great vendors there, drink some beer if you're of age, eat some good food, see the brand new showroom, come out, see us and the team and me and Asher and everybody else you see online and everybody from the company. And we are there literally to hang out with you guys the whole time. And I had the time of my life last year. But like I said, I know it's early. We're not thinking about July right now, but I'll tell you what, it's going to come quick and you're going to wish you had made plans to go there when you see us posting that we're at Squad Fest because it's such a fun time. But brand new rules out of Saskatchewan, man, that's just kind of crazy to me. And we'll see how that shakes out. It kind of seems like those provinces are all kind of heading that way. And I did see somebody say something about the conservation snow goose season might be getting rid of. But I, you know, we don't really have a conservation season. We do, but it's kind of weak. You can't use electronic decoys. You couldn't use electronic calls up until like 3 years ago. And you can only shoot like 20 of them and you got to have your plugs in. So it's not super enjoyable, but I know a lot of guys smash them. But once my duck season ends, I kind of just hang it up. But I did see a guy say that, I think it was maybe like Pennsylvania or something, on that Atlantic flyway side, that they might be getting rid of the conservation season soon. Who knows? Lots of changes coming, man. It's crazy. It's something to keep up with. And but anyways, hopefully you guys go out and shoot some turkeys, maybe catch some fish. Shoot a turkey for me because I don't know if I'll kill one. And if you're going to be at the turkey rodeo, maybe I'll see you there in my van, maybe. But thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you on the next one.